The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmer V'Chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nachat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, v'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf kuf ayin bet. Today's daf has been studied with Neshmat Abraham ben Esther, ve'yosef ben Sabut Ruh Hashem tenihem, be'yan ha'edin. Amen. We are on kuf ayin bet, amud rishon, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Shnei achim, echad ani ve'echad ashir. Two brothers, one's rich, one's poor. V'niach lahem avihem. So the father left in a Yerusha. Menachatz u'betabad. Menachatz is a bath house. Betabad is a place with a olive press. Asa'an nasachar. If the father gave it over to them as a rental, which means they rent out the bath house, they rent out the press. So then asachar la'imsa. Then they split the rent. Means the poor man can force the rich brother to say, listen, I need the rent. Daddy used this for rental, and therefore we rented, and therefore you can't. The ani's not changing the function of what it was. It was always a rental. The ani could force the rich man to keep it as a rental so he could split the sachar. However, if the purpose of the item, the father used to use it for himself, wasn't a rental, so then ashir omed la'ani. The Ashir brother, he could afford to use it for himself. He could hire workers, he could pay for the maintenance. So he could tell the brother, go get your slaves and go use the Beit Abad like I'm using it. Go get your servants and use the Beit HaMerchatz. The Ani can't force him to change the function. Since the function of the Beit HaMerchatz was for personal use, so the Ashir benefits from the personal use, and the Ani can't tell him, oh, I have no benefit from this Yerusha. What kind of Yerusha is this? No, since that was the function of that item, the rich man can tell him, go get slaves and go use them. Exactly, you can't afford it, it's your problem. It's your problem. Shnayim Shayu Bi'id Ahad. Famous case. Two guys live in the same city. Shem Echad Yosef Ben Shimon, and Shem Echad Yosef Ben Shimon. Two Yosef Ben Shimons, they live in the same city. You can imagine the problems are going to be with Shtarot now. When Shtarot have the name Yosef Ben Shimon, you don't know which Yosef Ben Shimon is it. En Yikulim Neotzi Shtar Chov Ze Al Ze. They cannot pull a shtar against one another. Which means Yosef Ben Shimon can't go to the other Yosef Ben Shimon and say, hey, you owe me money. He cannot pull Yosef Ben Shimon. Why? Because the guy who's going to claim is going to say, what do you mean? You're the Loveh. Which means, I was the Malveh, I lent you money, and then I gave you the start to rip up. Because the Malveh gives the start to Loveh to rip up. And now you're coming back to me, and you're saying, Yosef Ben Shimon. So therefore, they cannot have any transactions with each other, because the Nitba again will say, you're the Loveh. Which means, I gave you back the start. You were supposed to rip it up, and now you're coming along and using it against me. Nimstar le'achad ben shtarotav. Shtaro shel Yosef ben Shimon. Parua. Shtarot shenem peruin. Guy has a receipt. He finds a shovan in his papers. And it says on the paper, the shtarhov of Yosef ben Shimon is paid in full. And so now, we treat all the shtarot of Yosef ben Shimon against this guy as parua. Because each guy can come along and say, yeah, I'm the guy. I'm the Yosef Ben Shimon. So therefore, that's it. That's considered parua. Kesed Yasu. So how do you alleviate this problem of two guys with the same names in the same city? Yishalishu. Well, three generations. Yosef Ben Shimon Ben Yaakov. Yosef Ben Shimon Ben Naftali. Ve'im ayu mishulashim. Let's say even three generations was the same. Yichtevu siman. Yosef Ben Shimon Ben Yaakov that has red hair. And Yosef Ben Shimon Ben Yaakov that's tall. So put a siman on that. V'imayu misummanim. If they both have the same simanim, yichtevu kohen. If one is a kohen, put that Yosef ben Shimon kohen. That's it. So yeah, you have to figure out a way how to make it differentiate. Ha'u shtara gemara. Ha'u shtara derafak the bedina deravuna. There was a star that Ravuna in his beddin. Guy came with a star. He presented it to Ravuna in the beddin. What does it say in the star? Davaketi be ani pedoni bar pedoni. Laviti mane memecha. The shtar says, I, Mr. So-and-so, said the guy's name. I, Shimon ben Avraham, I borrowed money from you. And the guy who's holding the shtar is claiming, I'm the you. I'm the guy. So he's coming along with the shtar to Bedin. He says, and he's holding the shtar. He says, I'm the memecha. And therefore, I want this guy to pay me. So now, I'm on a buna. Memecha, who's memecha? Afilu meresh galuta. The memecha can be the resh galut, the president. The afilu meshibor malka. It can be the king Shapur, the king. Who says that you're a memecha over here? So Amar le Rav Hasda le Rabba. So Rav Hasda tells Rabba, Puk va'ayin ba. You better go study this sugya, because the leurta ba'ayla Rav Huna minach. Because tonight Rav Huna is going to come home and ask you about this question, because he had a case in Bedin today. So he tipped him off. He told him, go study up on this question over here, because Rav Huna is going to come home, he's going to ask you what you're supposed to do. Fak dak vashka. So Rabba went out, and he found a braita that he thought is similar to this case. What was the case? The Tanya. Get sheyesh alav eidim. A get has eidim. You need eidim on the get, let's say. Ve'en bo zeman. But it's not been a zman. Now, hakamim metaken get that has to have a zman. A get that doesn't have a zman is pasul b'drabanan. However, Abba Shaul omer, im katuv bo gerashtia hayom kasher. If it says on the shtar, doesn't say a date, but it says gerashtia hayom. Today, we say it's kashir. And no problem. You can get married to Ketahida. Alma, what do you see? Hayom, what does hayom mean? When you write hayom in a get, stam. Ha-hu yoma denafik be mashma. Which means the day that the get is found in the bedin, you assume that that's the day. It was hayom means hayom. When they find it and they see the word hayom, you assume it's today. And then for today, ayah, that there's a divorce. So he wanted to say, just like a stam. Well, you see the word hayom, which is vague. You assume it's the day that it services the bedin. Memecha. When it says memecha, mahu gavra derafik mitutei yadei mashma. The guy was holding the shtar. Just like hayom means today when it comes to the bedin. So you want to say similarly memecha, which is a vague word. Memecha is the guy that brings the shtar to the bedin, and then it's you. Amad Abaye. Abaye says, "Will you bring me the ayah from this case of get?" V'dilma Abba Shaul kerabil azaz svira le de'amar adem mesira karte. There's a machloket in what makes the get a get. Is it the edim that signed on the shtar, or is it the edim that actually witnessed the giving over the shtar? So if you hold adem mesira karte, that's the mesira's koret, I don't care what's written in the shtar. I don't need a date in the shtar. If it says hayom, it's not because of the hayom, it's because of the adem mesira. So therefore, the stamiyut of the shtar has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the fact that there was witnesses that saw the handing over. Aval ha'acha, lihus lenefila. But here you have another problem. You have to insist that maybe the shtar fell. Maybe in the case of Memecha, maybe he found the shtar on the floor. And he came and somebody dropped it. It's the flan that was owed this money. Right. He dropped the shtar and this guy picked it up. Here you have a problem. By the get case, I don't have a problem to say it's a get. Because yeah, the idea that witnessed the actual giving. Yeah. And the idea mesira is what makes the get. But Shaykin over here, it's not a good example. The guy that picked up, he found it on the floor. So he found it on the floor, so how do you know what this is? So the Gemara says, Amaleh the Nefila Lahashina. We're not Hoshesh to Nefila. Well, the guy's holding the shtar, you assume he's the guy that has the shtar. We're not Hoshesh that. Maybe somebody else dropped it. So the Gemara says, Mina Timra de Lohashina Nefila. Where do you see that we're not Hoshesh for Nefila to shtar? That Nan Shnaim Shayu Be'ir Ahat. Shem Amar Mishnah. Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon. Shem Echad Yosef ben Shimon. Enam Yicholim Notzi Shtar Chov Ze Al Ze. They cannot present shtarot to each other. Velo Echad Yachol Notzi Alehen Shtar Chov. And nor can anybody else present a shtar against them, because they can always say it's not me, it's the other guy. So they can always push off the shtarot. Ah, the Gemara says, Ha Hem Al Achirim Yicholim. But it's mashma that Yosef ben Shimon could pull a shtar against somebody else. Oh, the amai lihush nefila. Maybe the others have been shown. Maybe he dropped it and you picked it up and all that. Ela lashma mina the nefila lo hashina. So you see that the nefila you're not choshesh from the fact that we let Yosef and Shimon present the start against somebody else. Oh, the Abaye. No, now what about Abaye? Abaye was the rabbi that said what above? Abaye was the rabbi that said that you have to be choshesh for nefila. By the case of the memecha, you have to understand that maybe he found it on the floor. But clearly, I mean, you can't argue on the Mishnah. In the case of Yosef and Shimon, you're not choshesh lenefilah. What's the difference between the cases? Rabbeye lenefilah dehad lo hashinan. Lenefilah derabim hashinan. You go with odds. That a Yosef and Shimon dropped it, and another Yosef and Shimon happened to find it, that's already, we're not choshesh. But lenefilah me'alma, it's a mimicha. Any guy that picks it up already is qualified. He owns it. So then for that, you're choshesh. But that a Yosef and Shimon dropped it, and another Yosef found it, that already, we're not choshesh. That's the far-fetched, exactly. So the Gemara says, ve'elaha netanya. Oh, so now we're not choshesh for nefilah. Let's say in the case of Yosef ben Shimon. So if that's the case, ve'elah detanya kishim she'en motziim shtar chov ze al ze, kach en motziim al achirim. There's another Tana that says just like they can't present shtarot against each other, Yosef ben Shimon can't present the shtar to somebody else. Now once you tell me you're not choshesh for nefilah, they might come epange. Then what are they arguing on? Again. If you tell me that there's a hashash of nefilah, I understand. That's why one Yosef Pichon cannot present the shtar against somebody else, because maybe he found, the other guy dropped and he found it. But if you tell me we're not hashash of nefilah, why is there a rabbi out there that says that a Yosef Pichon, when you have two of them in the town, one of them cannot present the shtar against somebody else? Why not? There's no hashash of nefilah. What's the problem? He was, oh, it's a different machloket. Otiyot niknot b'mesira kamepalget. Tanadidan tzavar. Otiyot niknot b'mesira. Vetana bara savar en otiyot niknot b'mesira. This is a question. Otiyot is literally letters. Our letters niknot b'mesira, which is when I have a shtar that has, let's say, a chov on it, a shtar chov, and I'm giving it to the malve. I'm giving it to the person that I want to give the chov to that can collect. So is it enough just to give over the shtar, handing over the shtar, handing over the letter? One, by giving over the shtar, not only is he koneh the paper, but he's koneh the what's written in the paper, the value of the paper, which means the chov that you can collect. So some say, yeah, otiyot niknot b'mesira. Just give him the paper, and just like he's koneh the paper, he's koneh what's in the paper. Some say, no. You give the paper, then you need a separate shtar to makneh what's written in the paper, to be makneh the chov. Understand? I'm koneh the paper now, and I need another shtar to be makneh the obligation. So the contract. You need a contract on the contract for the contract. To be called to makneh the contract. So therefore, that's the machloket over here. So now let's go back to our case. Our Tana of our Mishnah says otiyot niknot b'msira. So therefore, when Yosef and Shimon comes along, there's two of them in the town. I don't care. He comes along against somebody else. Finish. He has the shtar. It's niknot b'msira. He doesn't have to produce another shtar to show that he has this shtar. The shtar itself is enough to make a hayuv that he has to pay. The Tana of the Braita says it's not enough because he's only showing half a shtar. Then where's the other shtar? The other shtar.
That's the value.
Well, but they both have been Shimon.
You're right. So maybe he the other
he
guy.
He picked it up. I understand.
Yeah. Maybe not the fila. Not the fila. Maybe when this guy's only showing half the shtar, he's only showing the shtar of the hov. Where's the shtar of the hakta'ah? Maybe the other Yosef Bishamon has it, and he's holding it for him. He's holding the shtar for the other Yosef Bishamon.
Every shtar needs two shtar.
Right? That's Mahloket. It's Mahloket. When you have a shtar, when you have a shtar of Akna'ah, or you've been Makneh something to somebody, on your shtar, so it's not enough just to hand over the shtar to make the Hayyub. You have to put a shtar for the shtar. That's Mahloket. It's Mahloket. So therefore, according to the second opinion, Yosef Bishamon just keep, when are you coming with a piece of paper? It means nothing. Maybe really the other Yosef Bishamon is the guy over here, and he you're just holding it for him, and he has the shtarakna, and therefore you cannot make the transaction. That's the first opinion. There's another way of looking at this. Alma otiyot niknot b'mesira. Really, otiyot can be niknot b'mesira. You only need one shtar. The machloket over here is the one holding the shtar have to bring a ra'aya that he's the guy or not. Tana didan savar en tzarich lavi ra'aya. The one that's holding the shtar, that's already approved, and his name is Yosef ben Shimon, and it says Yosef ben Shimon, that's enough. And we're not choshesh le nefilah, and we're not choshesh for, you don't need another shtar for the shtar, so therefore, and you don't have to bring an ayah, so pay him. V'tana barasava sadik labi ra'ayah, which means, when a person masik a shtar, he has to prove that he is indeed the malveh. It's interesting because normally, by metaltelin, when I'm holding something, that's the biggest proof. What do you call it? Possession is 9/10 of the law. I'm holding it. But this is different over here because by metaltelin has intrinsic value. Mashiach and this shtar over here, not intrinsic value. It's a vehicle to get payment. So therefore, when it's not only on metantanim, which is intrinsic value, then we say Mashiach Hachado Shelo. Mashiach and a piece of paper that's only a vehicle to get paid, then you have to bring a proof that indeed you're the Malve. So therefore, when Yosef Bitshuan comes along and shows the shtar, who says you're the one that's holding them? Not the Rosh Hashanah Nefilah. Not the Rosh Hashanah Nefilah. It's just that, not that we need another star. You don't need another star.
What's that?
You need proof. Proof that you're the guy. Proof that you're the guy. Proof that you're the Sam's. That's a regular case.
Because we have a doubt.
That's it. A mahzik b'shtar tzadik lochiach shu shelo. Yeah, well, when there's a challenge, obviously. Because these guys come and say, you're not Yosef Bitshuan, you're the other guy. Oh, once he's challenged, he can't say, I'm holding it. Not enough. You gotta prove it. That first rabbi says, no, I'm holding it. That's it. That's the biggest proof. Itmar. Okay, now we get to the otiyot. Otiyot niknot b'mesida. Everybody holds it. Abaye amar tzadik la viraya. And Abaye and Lava, do you have to bring a raya that you're the owner of the shtar or not? Abaye amar Abaye. How do I know? What does Abaye say? Abaye said, "Sadiq lehavi raya." Where does Abaye know that has to bring a raya? Interesting case. The Tanya, Ehad min Achim. Father died. There's brothers, and they're all going to be part of the inheritance now, right? So what happens? One of the brothers, Sheshtarchov yotzim mitachat yado. He's holding a shtar, and he's coming to the brothers. And he said, hey, listen, before you split the Yerusha, I have the Shtarchov, and I want this, he has his father's name on it, but he's claiming his father gave it to him to collect, and therefore he wants to get his separate chelik from the Shtar. And what happens? It says, Alav Lavir Ayah. He's got to bring an Ayah that is actually his. My Lav, Hu Adin Laharini. Now, happened to me is the case of brothers, but maybe Hu Adin Laharini also. Not only a case with his brothers, maybe you have to always bring an ayah, even in a regular case with strangers. So that's Abaye's proof. And just like by the brothers, the guy's holding the shtar, bring the proof that's his. Who are the laharini? There should be no difference. No. Brothers are different because brothers grant from each other. Brothers take things from each other. So therefore, when a brother comes, oh, that's my shtar. Who said? Maybe he grabbed it from his other brother. So brothers, you need more proof. But a regular guy that's holding a shtar, you don't need proof. So Rabbi, don't even from brothers. It's Tatka brothers. And not another case. Some go the reverse way, where Rava is going to bring a proof. How do I know that you don't have to bring a raya, the Tanya? He has a shtar chov on somebody else. That's his. He wants to get paid. Alav Navi raya. So Rava says, "Dafka ahinu deshamtu madade." Brothers that grab from each other, snatch from each other, they have to bring an ayah. Avala harini lo. So he's bringing an ayah the other way. And Abaye will tell you, no, that really you always have to bring a ayah. And the hadush is in ahim. Ahim is tarikale. Sagad kamina kevan deshamtu madade. Since brothers know that they grab from each other, emma mizdaher zehide. They're going to be more careful not to let it get snatched from each other, and then when the guy says it's his, you should believe it's his. Kamashwa, we don't speak Halevi Raya. Kamashwa, no. Still, you have to bring a Raya. So, if we got the brothers, Ben Mahari, you have to bring a Raya. The Hadush is the brothers. That since they snatch, you might say, well, if he's holding it, he must have been careful because he knows that they're going to snatch it from him. Kamashwa, no. So you still have to bring a Raya because, bottom line, they could have snatched it. He could have snatched it from the brothers, and therefore, we have, and not only he has to bring a Raya, everybody has to bring a Raya. Oh, but we have a Braita. So what do we say? We said two Yosef and Shimon's in the city. So we had one Shita that said they are allowed to take a shtar out against somebody else. Another Shita said they can't take a shtar out against somebody else. And we have a third opinion. This opinion says they can even take shtars out on each other. Two Yosef and Shimon's. Now, even though the Chavurah have a problem, because we might come in, what's the argument? The Chavurah have a problem. When you take the shtar out against Yosef and Shimon, the Nitba is going to say, Yod-Lovet, I gave you back the shtar, and you were supposed to rip it up. Now you're using it against me? So the Chavurah, what does this rabbi do with that?
Yeah,
oh, so look at this here. Yes, yeah, so what do the witnesses do? Oh, you can't find them now. Yeah, go find them. They still have to say the document is legit. Now go find them. So Gemara says, "Bechodvim shtal lelove ve'apapi she'en mave imo kamepalgei." Big machloket in Shas. Can the lover write up the shtar without the malveh there? The lover, he's got the sofer there, there's witnesses there. He didn't even borrow the money yet. But he says, you know what, write a shtar up. I owe so-and-so $10,000. Do it, write it. And the malveh is not even there. He didn't even take the money yet. So is the lover allowed to write a shtar up without the malveh there? So really, nobody saw anything. The witnesses are just seeing the guy obligate himself. They didn't see any transaction of money. So it says, "Bekodim shtal lelove, va'afapi she'en malveh imo kamepalge." Tanit didan savar. Our Tana says, "Kodvin shtal lelove, va'afalpi she'en malveh imo." Ah, you're allowed to do it. Now, if you're allowed to do it, it's going to create a problem. See, one halakha is going to create another problem in another halakha. By allowing you to write the shtar, when the loveh is not there, what's going to happen? Zimnin de'azir legabe safra besehadeh. The guy that's called Yosef ben Shimon, he's going to go to the sofer, he's going to go to the edim. V'amalehu kedvu li shtara. Write a shtar. V'mi deba'inan lemezaf mi Yosef ben Shimon haveri. I want to borrow money from him. Which is also his name is Yosef ben Shimon. Now what's going to happen? He'll turn it into a malveh. Ubata de kadveh ve'at be'la nekita leh ve'amaleh havli ma'adizat minay. Give me the money that you owe me. You see, since he allows you to write the shtar without the malveh, he's going to go to the witness and say, I'm the loveh. And once they make the shtar, he'll turn himself into the malveh. And he's going to present the shtar to the other Yosef ben Shimon. So since he allows you to do that, so therefore, Yosef ben Shimon cannot go to Yosef ben Shimon. However, Tana Barra Savar and Kovim Shtar Lelove Ad Shiyem Malveh Imo. He says you can't do that. You have to write the shtar in front of the Malveh. And therefore, we're not choshesh for Islamaut. And therefore, we're not choshesh for Nefila. And we're not choshesh for any other games. So therefore, when Yosef can bring it out to the other Yosef, Nimsah, we learned in the Mishnah. Nimsah, Lechad Ben Shtarotav. So what did you find? You found amongst the shtarot, shtarot shel Yosef ben Shimon parua. Right? It says the receipt. Shtarot shel Yosef ben Shimon paid up in full. So shtarot shel Pinuim. That's it. All the shtarot of Yosef ben Shimon now are paid up. Because he's going to come along and say, yeah, that was my shtar that was paid up. And he goes, well, that was my shtar that was paid up. So therefore that's it. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. הגמרא סבורה שמי שמצא את השטר הוא המלווה. Okay, the guy that found the receipt is the מלווה. שלווה מעות לשני אנשים ששמם יוסף בן שמעון. Okay. שהמלווה שהלווה מעות לשני אנשים. The מלווה lent money to יוסף בן שמעון. Now, that's the case. He lent money to two יוסף בן שמעון. So therefore, each Yosef ben Shimon can come along and say, yeah, that's my receipt, I paid in full, that's against my loan. You can't get paid from either one, because bottom line, somebody has a receipt in. And the receipt, each guy will come along and say, that's my receipt, I paid you. That's the case over here. Okay. Ta'amad dinimsa. So the reason why the malveh cannot get paid from either of them over there is because they found a shtar, ben shtarotav, that says one of them paid. Amongst his papers.
His own papers,
the malveh, that one of them is paid over here. So one of them is paid, so each guy's going to say, I was the one. Ha, lo nimsa, matzeh mapik. So much, if he doesn't have this paper, then he can go and take a shtar chov and collect from both of them. Va'anan, ve'lo achel yachol leutziyah lehen, shtar chov tenan. What do you mean? How can he do that? We learned in the Mishnah that when there's two Yosef ben Shimons, one of them cannot go and collect from others. This is Shita Mishnah. So how are you telling me that he can go collect from both guys? He's not allowed to go. This guy can keep on telling him, no, I was the other Yosef ben Shimon. And there was the other Yosef ben Shimon. So how can you tell me now that he can go present it to Yosef? Dafka, where you found the Shabbat. Found the Shabbat. Paid in full. I paid in full, you're stuck. And for you can't go after them. But if you didn't find the Shavat, you can't go after them. How could you go after them? We learned that below your super strong cannot go after somebody else with the two of them in the town. Amar Birmiya, Bimishulashi. Your answer. They put the third generation, and therefore, we know which Yosef ben Shimon it is. They put Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov. So now the Yosef ben Shimon is no problem. So the Gemara says, "Why vei v'ne'azet tabra b'shmad demanichliv." So go back to the receipt. Then. The receipt is going to say which
the third name.
Which name? The doctor does Rosh Hashanah ve'amal v'shav al shemo shel ez Yosef ben Shimon katuv. Right, because he lent money to two Yosef ben Shimons. Correct? So let him see on the star. Paid in full from Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov. So therefore he can go to the other guy. Hey, don't tell me you were the guy that paid. You didn't pay. That was the other guy. You were ben Shaul. Pay me. If you tell me that's Mishul Hashim, what's the problem? I'm going to show Mishul Hashim, Bishtar ben Mishul Hashim Shavah. In the star, it's Mishul Hashim and the Shavah. They just wrote Yosef ben Shimon. That's negligence. They didn't make a good Shavah. They didn't three generation it in the Shavah. Okay. Another interpretation. Abaye Amar, Halachik Amar. Nimsa Lilove Ben Shtarotav. Ah. Till now we learned that the Malve found the Shavah. Now we're learning differently. The Love. There's two Loves, Yosef and Shimon's. Right? So one of the Yosef and Shimon's found the Shavah, paid in full. Right? Nimsa Lilove Ben Shtarotav. Shtarot Shel Yosef Ben Shimon Alai. Parua.
Even though it's in one Yosef Ben Shimon's possession.
Correct.
Still
it's one of the Yosef Ben Shimon's possession. It's a Shtarot Shel Yosef Ben Shimon Alai. That I'm Hayat. It's paid. Shtarot Shel Yosef Ben Shimon. Even though it's in one of the guy's possessions. What was the other guy? Got to do with this over here. What's the reason for that, really? Shavar ze marat koham shel shnei malvim shelo yuchlu legbot menu et chovam mishtar shebiyadam shekel lechol ahad mehem yomar elove shosfer hu al chovo. I was doing by him, but he's all good for me. I don't know why does he have it and the other guy doesn't have it.
That's
his excuse,
the second guy.
Yeah, that's what you say. So he's all good for me. That's fine. Mekol makom shnei malvim yuchlu legbot biyachad shtar echad im yuchlu ahad mehem ketuv. Okay, that's different. Okay, now it comes to Gemara says kesed yasu. Also, how do you get around this problem? Yishaleshu.
Yeah.
That's what Mishnah said. Put the three generations over there. Tana, if you name Kohanim, Michnevu Dorot. Aha. If they're both Kohanim, you can't even write your spiritual Kohanim. So then what do you have to write? Dorot. What is it, Dorot?
Go back
until you find the Hanuk. Shimon, Yosef, Abraham, and there's different.
Name until you
go back. Okay, family tree.